Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
A mug. A mug. An M-U-G.
But she's going to think of it every day when she has coffee with him.
Bullshit.
Because he's going to go away.
This came from the shitty hotel gift shop. It had no thought.
Well,
this is
these are...
Y'all, when you care enough to say, I don't care, you get someone a mug.
It is something you get a teacher.
It is. I have countless mugs.
From the gay teacher store, y'all.
Yes, and they're all very gay.
Explain what the gay teacher story is to everyone.
I should say, I enjoy a lot of the mugs that I have gotten. I think the mugs that people choose for me that are very specific, like I have a couple that are like rainbow bright, someone got me one, and a mug that says like, writers flow like water and words flow like water and a couple others that people give me. Those are very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. But this was just a mug. There was nothing on this mug. The gay teacher store is where all of my students bought things for me that I don't know where this place is, but they all go to it. And it's like there's some combination of music notes, flowers, and you're an inspiration. There's usually some type of glitter attached.
They're bright colors, pastel colors.
Yes. Even the gift bags are gay. That is such a large raven that just flew near my door. Olga must be here soon. The crow or raven that just flew from my around here just scared the shit out of me.
Oh, that's terrifying. although I think she would like what the game Alona is playing. She won't go upstairs.
That's true.
She won't go upstairs. Y'all, this is the single life.
This is the single life.
Season 3, episode 7. It's now or never. I combined a different song.
I was going to say, it's now or never.
That's the song.
Yeah. I thought that was just another song that, like another country song that
no,
you knew.
I combined it with This Magic Moment, that song.
Oh.
This Magic Moment. You know why I'm thinking that song? Because have you noticed all
I
the
didn't
music
ask,
for
but that's
Caesar,
okay.
All the music they use for Caesar is literally just like, bibbidi bop, I'm singing along.
You know what? It's like the same music supervisor now that used to do Debbie's music, but now that she's in Canada,
they can't play
do
Vegas.
It.
And he's like, look, I made a deal with this guy called Shrimpy who sings jazz standards real cheap. we've got to use him. So we're going to use him for the Ukraine. Or for
I got to have it.
Ukraine
I need
segment.
It now. I got to have it. Ukraine. Papa.
I'm only going to choose one. Don't know the language. It doesn't matter because
as
I want to bang
her.
As long
as she puts her hand on my leg.
Bibbidi-bop-bop-bop. Scoodooba-da.
Scoodooba-da-bop-bop. Sex tourism. Why y'all, Caesar got her a mug.
Caesar got her a mug, and it means
just,
nothing. Well,
it's so Caesar. It's so Caesar.
But Josh didn't give Natalie a child. A child.
Did you happen to see? It was a meme. It's been going around. It was, I think, 90 Day Dumpster Fire did it. And it had like 9 pictures of Natalie, and it said all in her like faces and just like her sexy face, like she had in the beginning of this scene. And it said, Natalie looks like the nanny in all those movies where the nanny falls in love with the husband and tries to kill the wife.
Yes, yes, that's exactly. Yes, yes. The hand that rocks the cradle.
Nailed
yes.
it.
Yes.
Nailed it. There's like 11 of those on Lifetime, though.
She is the Eastern European Rebecca De Mornay.
She's always like, I saw you looking at me, husband. Do I know when your wife is when your wife is not around, you think about me. Would you keep
yes.
a child?
She's the Eastern European Denise Richards.
I can Denise Richards is in one of those movies?
I think she was in one of those movies, those Lifetime movies, yeah.
There's lots of them, and I love any movie that is about a crazy nanny who wants to murder the wife. I love those movies.
No, it's true. There was, oh, wait.
They're my favorites.
I think Denise Richards, she was in the Killer Mom, the cheerleader ones, actually. So
oh.
I'm sorry. I'm going to walk that back, which still, I will watch those.
There's lots of movies where the hot younger nanny is attracted to the husband. And
yeah,
then they plot
you know
to
what?
Get the wife out of the way.
They've never done one with the manny.
Ooh, I need to
they
write
should.
One and star in it.
They should.
Hello, what? When I come in with like a big floppy hat.
Right. You'll star as the husband's dad?
No. The Manny who's there to kill the wife.
Yeah, the Manny's supposed to be in their 20s and on a foreign exchange program. You look don't can't really.
Maybe I'll be the older gay friend.
You can be that. You can be the older gay friend that's trying to get them to see that this person's horror and you'll get killed.
Like, that's right. I'm usually murdered because I figured it out.
Yep,
I'm
die.
Like, Louise, yeah. I have something to tell you about Svetlana.
Yeah.
I figured it out. The twink is going to murder you, Louise.
Stay away from Sven.
Yes. Sven is very dangerous, Louise. I figured out his name, spelled blah, blah, blah. I found him in the Norwegian press. He's killed before Svetlana.
Yeah, but this is what
he's killed Louise.
It'll be Shawn Mendes' turn in a dramatic role to rebrand himself. He'll be the Manny.
Oh, I love those films. I would be the older gay gentleman.
You would
like
die.
Like wearing Nathan Lane's costumes
yes,
from the Birdcage.
Yes, you would. Mm-hmm. Yes, you would. You would. And Neil Patrick Harris would star as the Manny husband that had an affair.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's what would happen.
How did he get to be a lead?
Well, he's the most famous gay person in Hollywood.
God. That's ridiculous. How did we get here? What the hell?
Oh, no, we can't. But you know
no,
what?
No, I was making a
he
play
was in
he
Rent.
Did that role, yeah.
He did that role in Rent, so there's a good callback. Okay.
Thank you. I love it when you explain it.
Well, a lot of people don't know. They're going to say, like, Doogie or whatever. Today is my last day with Josh. It may be my last day forever.
I laugh out loud through The Single Life, y'all. I laugh.
I
scream laugh during Caesar's segments.
Oh, yes.
I laugh through Natalie's.
Yes.
Debbie's and Tiffany's. I just go, ugh, and wait for the bad things to happen. So, y'all, they are trolling her. That crib is in the background of
everything. And they keep focusing on
crib.
Like, there's that
crib.
Crib.
Crib is here.
Crib is here. Drive, I see the crib.
You put me in house with Crib.
She's going to go to Seattle next week to see Mike and wake up in the middle of the night and so
there'll be a crib.
I see Crib. Or yeah, if you actually will go
Michael,
in the house,
you
it'll
put
be in
Crib
the
in house.
Yeah.
The yes. Crib just follows her.
It'll be Crib and it'll just have a thing of butter in it.
Butter.
Crib, you came here to me to visit me to Seattle. Crib.
Y'all, we saw that next week. Sadly, it looks like her storyline is we're gonna start talking about the war in Ukraine for her.
Yeah.
And so that's what leads her, which makes sense now. We're like, why does she go see Mike? And so that's gonna lead her to Mike. So
Michael, I need money.
That's what it's gonna be. That's what it's gonna be. Yeah, sadly. So I wrote a bit, but not too much happened. But she's not sure about Josh, y'all, because she's like, I did the book and it doesn't matter because he shows up in a fancy BMW and takes her driving in a car fast. And it makes
she love it all. She love everything about
it. But doesn't it crazy how it makes her forget everything? And that's golly.
She would be the best Russian mobster's girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
That would murder someone in front of her. And she's like, oh, he's so big and strong.
that's exactly
like,
what she would
take the piano wire across there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, I love Yevgeny when he talks that way.
He's protect me. Yes.
Well, that's what she kind of wants.
It's what she wants.
Yeah.
She wants a protected bad boy who wants to have a child.
Who wants a child. They're going to this place called Hole in the Rock.
Could have thought of a more creative name.
It was. It was an actual was hole in the rock.
And which is funny. That was Poodle's nickname in college.
There goes Hole in the Rock.
Hey, boys, you can see myself through it. Right through.
And she's like, it's a very magical place. And
which is true. That area of Arizona, it is very witchy. I've never been, but everybody that goes says
New Mexico's even witchier. Oh, my God. New Mexico feels like just one big witch's cauldron.
Did you
in the
fuck
best way.
Some guy in Red Rocks or some shit like that?
Maybe. They placed some kind of love spell. I don't know what came over me. And then I took their wallet. So he basically says, "What's on your mind?" I'm like, "No, don't ask her that." You know what? You deserve what you get if you ask Natalie what's on her mind.
You don't ask Natalie that. If you ask her that, you're asking for it.
It's like, so I like you a lot. And I need to tell you. And he's like, but what do you want? And again, don't ask.
Don't ask.
He's like, I'm lost. He's like, well, I wanted to have a child. And many years ago, and we do find out she tried to get pregnant in Ukraine when she was married to her husband before. I don't know which husband this was.
She said, I couldn't get pregnant. We didn't know if it was her, him, she was but she doing, was taking medicine.
It seemed like she was doing fertility treatments.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
And then she's like, but then we were fighting. We always get a sanitized version of Natalie's past.
Yes, because she says, she just skips over. And they said, what about Mike? She's like, we did not have sex very much with Mike.
That it's so interesting. I can possibly believe that. She's like, but nothing ever happened.
Again, oh, I believe that. I believe when she got there and felt so alone, I'm sure she withheld sex from him.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Which is why Mike pouted like a baby, because suddenly now his Ukraine sex doll wasn't performing like she should.
But in the times they were together before, maybe they weren't using protection.
I guess not, because they talked about their sex life was good when he went to Ukraine.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they were. I don't know. So he says, she basically says, he's like, so I need someone who's going to give me a child. And he basically says, I didn't say I didn't want a family. Y'all, the many times that Josh is throwing around these double negatives.
Okay.
It's not that I say I did not want a family. I'm saying I may or may not want a family.
I will say he is not answering the question.
No. I will also in his defense, this is like date four.
It is day four. There's no reason that she should be asking it, but she is. And it goes back to what I'm saying. Natalie has to be so awesome in bed, and he doesn't want to give that up yet.
No, she's a freak. She's a freak in the sheets.
Y'all, because this can't be because he has an emotional attraction to this woman.
Absolutely not.
Anyone on their right mind who, unless they're on Quaaludes, wouldn't want to date Natalie.
Remember, y'all, to fuck a crazy person is to see the face of God. So you're gonna do it as long as you can.
See the face of God.
So... Thank you, Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean. So they are, she basically says, he's like, it's not out of the question, but it's not a priority right now either. It's not that I don't want to give you a child. It's just that I'm so open to it.
But I'm open. But if my life changes, but right now my life couldn't. But my life changes, but right now I couldn't.
Well, what he's doing, any normal person who read Signals would pick up on this as, he doesn't want to have another child.
No.
He's having a good time.
Exactly.
Natalie can't pick up on that because she's so in her, single-handedly in her world. I just want a child.
Yes.
And he says, my time is super limited. And then she says, thank you for your offer. I don't like it.
Yeah.
He goes, what? And then she's like, I don't want to waste my time on you. This is the thing. I get very triggered by the phrase waste my time because everyone is terrified of wasting time. I agree that we have a small amount of time on this mortal coil, but the phrase waste my time means a lot of people will not follow something because it's taking too much of their precious time. It's a scarcity approach to life.
And I disagree with the idea that we have such little time here. I think it's all perspective.
Because, right. It is. I agree.
It's.
I find now who's wasting someone's time is Bilal. Bilal is wasting Shida's time.
Bilal is wasting Shida's
time. That is actual time where Bilal is – this is Bilal from Happily Ever After if you don't watch. Bilal is actually stealing her childbirthing years.
Yes, he's actually just – in the night, he does a little like spell and go, ooh, and the essence drains.
Like the cat in Cat's Paw in Stephen King, like, or the troll stealing the breath out of the child.
Yes.
She's terrified of spending time on anything that's not a sure thing. And y'all, so if you're saying these things like, I just don't want to waste my time, there are no sure things. Listen to your gut.
Yeah.
And if your gut is saying that maybe you're not going to get that from that other person.
No.
You know, don't threaten them with saying, you're just wasting my time. I'm almost triggered when I hear it. Not that everyone's ever said that to me.
Yeah. I'm sure they haven't.
What are we? I'm like, well, you and me are right here. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, God.
But we've been together 4 years.
4 years. And so he basically says, you know, he kind of escapes. She's not okay with it. And so she says, oh, it's annoying. I wish I could change this. Cut to the crib. They literally just keep cutting to the crib.
I know. It's so good.
And then Natalie says, again, it's like she's what Natalie's doing, she's taking all responsibility of her own life off of herself and putting it on another man. So that way she doesn't have to blame herself when her life turns out to be a failure or if it is, because she says, I want a man to change my life because I deserve it. And I'm like, girl, you can change your own life. You don't need a man for that. You can change your own life.
I wish that wasn't so ingrained in the way she thinks about the world.
Oh, but it's
that a man is going to come take her away from all of it.
But it's in her DNA. So she says, So they're sitting there. This is at night. And she says, you know, she's leaving tomorrow. And he said, how was your time? And she's like, I'm sad I didn't have enough time with you. And he said, well, I'm going to do some thinking. He did a really good job of kind of ending this on a positive note. Masterful. Masterful.
Wonderful work, Josh.
Natalie whispered. And then Josh said, you know, he said he's emotionally drained. And
What is drained?
She has to look it up on her translation.
He's like, yes, I'm shut. She's like, okay, okay. And so.
And then even after she hears that, she says, but I need child.
But I need child. I wouldn't ask if I wasn't serious. I'm like, I think he knows you're serious, Natalie. I think he got that memo. I don't think he's confused about that.
No. He then says, I just want to leave on a positive note. I want to leave with positive thoughts. They're kissing, and but she, of course, sees this as a failure, and she goes,
now all the commitment is up in the air. I'm leaving Florida without answer. I'm leaving for Florida without answer.
But she said they parted better than when she was in L.A.
I'm going to be interested. We've got three more episodes.
I love the producer said, are you going to miss him? And she goes, oh, yes, I am. Whoa.
She's an actress.
It's gonna crash. I'm just in awe. It's gonna crash and burn.
Shall we move on to Caesar?
We shall.
Y'all, we called it. We didn't want to be right on this one. Of course, he chose the one who was physical with him.
And the one who speaks the least amount of English.
Alona.
Alona.
Because probably later on, Caesar's gonna be Alona.
Yes, yes.
That's good. That's a good queen.
It's gonna be.
Enjoy eating. Enjoy being without Alona eating your lean cuisine.
Yeah, they even show that vegan clip again, y'all, because they're going to show that like every fucking time. So he calls Katarina and they go over all the dates. And of course, he chooses Alona. And she's like, well, Alona, she told me you had kind eyes, a sincere smile, and she wants to have more dates with you as well. And Caesar says, he says it is in the moment. He says, I'm so excited. He's like, yeah, we have communication issues, but I love it. She's not looking for what I can buy her. She wants me for me. And I wrote, you had one date.
And nothing has proved that to you right away.
One date.
Is it only because she's like, give me wallets on the, because she did not say that on the first day, or maybe.
I guess so.
This is a fantasy, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I'm not having to tell anyone here. This is not real.
No.
This is a scam that Katarina came up with to make American men feel good about themselves.
It's true. And Alona is playing a good long game. Oh, masterful.
I admire her.
Masterful.
He keeps saying, I just want to find the woman who I'm going to be with forever. Again, y'all, forever's a very, very long time. Be happy with 5 to 10 years. We keep saying this. Later on, he's just looking for her and just meeting her later. And he's like, oh, what's going on? And she's like, I had lots of clients today. And all I could think about is a sex worker. But she is a personal trainer. Yeah, but it's the way she said it.
The way she said it. Yeah.
He got her a present, y'all. And this is where you're like, I'm like, oh, is it jewelry? No. Is it something like, is it like a little bauble or something cute? It's a mug.
It's a mug. Even if he had gotten one of those terrible translators, like that would be a good gift to say, like, so
just
we can talk.
Don't. It must have probably cost the equivalent of $5.
No.
I just can't believe for the person you think you love, a mug ain't it.
Well, it depends on the mug. If it has cinema, but it's not it. No.
Unless it says, this mug didn't say anything.
But it's weird. It's like, if you were just dating, that almost would be more appropriate. But the fact that you're already like getting so serious, it feels not appropriate. But you've only been on your second date. So a mug on a second date feels appropriate. But oh, wait, your boyfriend and girlfriend now. Like, this is confusing.
So
this is very, there is no, no rhyme or reason to this.
And then she, basically they're having language problems. They go to, they're like going to the hotel
so
bar.
It's so beautiful there. Can we just, it is so, I want,
oh yeah.
It is so, it's, oh, it's so beautiful there at Christmas. I just have to say.
The bar is closed and he's like, I have some wine upstairs. And even in any language, perv translates.
Yeah, perv translates, and that face of where you're slamming on the brakes on your face.
And she's like, I would rather stay in the hall, stay in this area. He's like, oh, okay, I'll go get the wine. And he made this excuse. I just kind of wanted to be alone with her. No, you wanted to get her on your bed,
honey. He said, I wanted, he actually said, I'm sad. I wanted her to come upstairs so we could talk one-on-one. And I went,
there's, as opposed
no,
to,
there's no one in the lobby. You can talk one on one in the lobby, which is, hello, that is what you did.
So I wrote, good for you, Alona.
Good for, I like her.
So he could, what well, he could get her Alona.
He could maybe
get you Alona. I'm gonna dine on that for a while.
Yeah, you're gonna have that for a while. It was pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
So they say, to us. And I wrote down, I just wrote, ah!
To what? To what? To what to you? Like, you both, you put on clothes today? Like, to what? I don't
know. Yeah, I, that's why this is a fantasy. Everyone knew this was a joke except Caesar.
Except Caesar. Except Caesar.
And y'all, he's leaving soon. Of course, her hand's on his leg. And he's like, I just want to know. Alona, would you be my girlfriend?
Oh wow! I think.
What about you say? What'd you say?
Okay, yes. William? And I went. Oh, she's good. She's good.
And then he kisses her on the cheek, and then he's
like, "It's like he's in the fifth grade."
Yeah, we're going to build something special. Out of what?
It literally feels like when I asked Brandy Buck to be my girlfriend in third grade. It literally feels like the same thing.
Strangely, that's more believable than this.
Yeah, well, yeah, because she was diabetic and I wanted her candy. She'd share with me if we were dating.
It's transactional. Nice.
You know what? I was kind of like Alona.
So this, she says, I dream of to have a wholesome relationship with Caesar. That was an interesting way of explaining it, which
that's
means
how she can slow things.
Which, and also means, she's going to try to get to know him for a while. And she's following somewhat of the non-traditional marriage way that women sometimes find, or that even some men find for coming from other countries who want to go to the U.S. They may not love you. They like you well enough. And who's to say they're not wrong?
Who's to say?
I think it sounds great.
Sounds great to Poodle. Well, and also she is able to parlay any physical involvement. Well,
the problem here is that Caesar, I'll tell you what the problem is. Caesar's not aware. He really believes in love.
Just stop right after that aware. Just put the period there. Caesar's not aware. Full stop.
Later on, I feel like this was a little anticlimactic because they go to the gym and Caesar,
he can't do a pull-up.
Caesar did not do a pull-up. Pull-ups are hard. I
know,
have
but
a hard
Caesar,
time.
Caesar acts like he goes to the gym all the time, y'all. He is completely out of shape. He just has big arms.
And look at her. Did you see her body? She has got the most amazing
She's built
tight
like a
body.
Big shit house.
I want to say, as someone who I have been lifting weights for a while with my trainer, his form is awful. Oh my God. All about the form.
Wow. Name drop how well we lift weights, do we now?
I didn't name drop it. I said I've been doing it for a while.
Just advertising for any of those straight men out there. So then you're hoping they're going to say, Poodle, you want to
help me with my form, straighties.
God, you're shameless. Mm-hmm.
I'll help. I'll spot you. Just put your balls in my mouth.
Okay, we're ending this segment. Do you have anything else? Well, we do. He He basically says, he's taking her back. He's like, do you know anything about the invasion? She said, things look like it could start heating up.
No, dangerous. She's like,
it broke my heart because she said, I'll be fine. I just go to work and I go home and that's it. What danger can I get into?
And y'all, she's going to go to the airport with him the next day. And he says, are you going to wait for me?
Excuse me, what, Caesar? What's in?
Wait for me. I'm coming. That's from Hadestown.
So she says she's going to wait for him. Y'all, Olga is proud.
This was not really done according to the Olga Podolskaya school, because Caesar would have never made it past the first round.
No. Because the thing where she felt fucked up is Caesar has no money.
He would have never made it through the first credit check.
Yeah.
The Olga Podolskaya Academy of Matchmaking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He would have been tossed out in the fire first firewall.
And the first credit check is just when she steals your wallet to see how many $100 bills you have.
You have to show her how much money you have in the wallet.
Yeah.
And then we should take a break and then we'll come back for Debbie and Tiff.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens,
to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hey, Mom, what's that, Mom? Is that what's that horse-looking thing, Mom? Is that a moose, Mom?
Pee-wee, you mean a moose? What are you talking about? It's not that far up in Canada.
We don't have that in Vegas, Mom.
We don't have a lot of things in Vegas, including Santa Claus, Dick.
No, Mom, you said you weren't going to talk about that anymore. I had to live through it last night.
He slips his North Pole into my meat curtains.
No, ooh. Mom, no.
Ooh.
No,
ain't nothing like it. Ooh,
no.
Old Debbie's got herself warmed up again.
No, Mom, last night he gave you a hummer to the tune of Jingle Bells, and I can't get it out of my mind.
Jingle bells.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie.
I don't know where this is going. I honestly... Oh. Prediction.
Yes.
I think she will agree. She's agreed to move up there right now. I think Colt will convince her not to do it, and they will take it slower. I think that's how it'll end.
So you don't think she'll move?
No.
I think she's going to move.
Really? I'd be fine with that too.
Because you don't think Colt doesn't want his mother to go to fucking Vanessa's going to be like, if you tell her to stay here, I'm going to kill you.
You know, but he's enmeshed.
But Vanessa is not. She wants the bitch gone. She's tired of looking at Pee Wee. And who's Colt going to listen to? His mom or then his wife?
No, that's true. He might say that because he's being protective over her, though. That's what I was thinking.
I think she's going to do it, too, because
She's 71 years old. I think feels. I now this is a 70. Case where or 70. She's about to be 70. Well, didn't she just turn 71?
Then they were filming longer than a year. She turned 70.
Maybe she just turned 70. But this person doesn't think they have a lot of time.
That's true.
And let's be honest, Debbie's not. Doesn't look. Is probably not in the very best health. And even, so yeah, it's. I think she's gonna do it because it's good enough for. I mean, she already says things like, "I never love anybody again. This is it."
Yeah.
I'll never love anybody.
So y'all, they're in the car and they're going. They're going to see. He takes her to see like the beach.
The beach. Really, it's really kinda, gorgeous.
It's fucking gorgeous. Yeah. It's
Vegas is noisy and loud. Pee-wee doesn't like it.
No, Mom, it's all about that here. Ching, 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 because I want money. We can win it back, Mom.
And
I'm not ready, y'all. So let's see if this is gorgeous in February.
Oh, I can't imagine. It's
no.
Frigid.
Yeah.
At least Vancouver, though, since you're so close to the ocean.
Oh, wait, they don't get snow. Yeah, they don't get it as much.
But it's not, it's still cold. Yeah, but it's they not like the inner provinces where it's fucking frigid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are, they're talking about dinner and she's like, "Do you like the house?" And she's like, "I'm starting to get feel good about it." And he's like, "I just got to tell you,
I'm a dragon, Mom."
Normally, no. Pee-wee just going.
Beware my dragons. Call me Arithmore.
Yes.
Hey.
Some type of like Game of Thrones House of the Dragon name.
Yes. That basically, y'all, within 6 months, Pee-wee's going to start being able to breathe fire.
So he says, it's good because I don't normally like having people in my house. A little bit of a red flag there. Although I can understand, I don't like people in my house either.
Yeah, but the way he said, like, I don't even like my own family to come with. And he's like, but with you. And I went,
but he does say, I don't mind you being there. And then she says, but what if something changes? And how do I know what they'll be? He'll say, I'll tell you right away. So I don't, you know, but she's also worried about desert. She says, I'm worried about deserting Colt. Again, this is codependence, y'all. This is what happens.
This is all her. And Colt might have some, but I'm telling you now, this Vanessa's going to see to it that this happens.
You might be right. We'll see.
Colt won't like it. And Colt's going to act like, oh, he's being the good son and all that shit. But they're going to dance a jig. Dance a jig.
So she even says, I'll go and meet Colt and I'll help you move. I'll help everything. So she doesn't really have any way to say no. And this is what kind of freaks me out a little bit. He kind of takes care of everything, signs, seals, and delivers everything. So she has no real opportunity to say no.
I mean, I just Googled it because I wanted to see. It's a 3-hour flight. It's 2 hours and 50 minutes from Vegas to Vancouver. So that really isn't like terrible.
Right. I just think, I know she thinks she doesn't have a lot of time, but I would want her to visit a couple more times. Maybe she'd been there for longer than we thought. It just never feels like, you know.
I mean, I agree. I think there's two things. A, we're not Debbie. And B, and we don't feel as insecure as she does, because she does. Yeah. She feels very unlovable. And B, I don't think what we know what it's going to be like when we're 70. You know?
I agree with you. And that is something. I think, though, when you move in with someone, I think you will know that moving in with them is almost inevitable. I don't think it's something you should just do because either one person needs it, like she needs housing.
Yeah. No, it needs to be like a choice. You choose to do it together. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it seems like it would happen naturally, it feels like to me.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
That's all I've got. Very short segment on Debbie.
I think that I did like when he said, "Are you sure?" And she goes,
"Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I wrote, Vanessa is going to shit joyous glitter. Just.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Y'all, let's
but
talk
now,
about
now. Now Colt can just like fuck her eight times a day.
Yeah, exactly. Mom's not gonna come over. Let's talk about Shoulders McGee, everybody.
Oh, Shoulders. Shoulders is back for. Is this only her second time, or is this maybe her third time this season?
Second.
Yeah, this is the second. Not, her second episode is episode 7.
And boy, this is that. Now that we know that they're back together, all the shit they were saying in this segment, I went. Bleh.
That's typical.
This isn't
y'all,
gonna
Shoulders,
go good.
Shoulders is gonna stick to her patterns. She is stubborn as fuck.
She's so she's seeing Fabian and she's like, I'm excited to see him. And so she said, he said on their last date, he said he wasn't looking for kids, but I want to make sure he wants a family. So good on Tiffany.
He knows he knows her. So
he
that's
does.
What yeah.
She doesn't know where he is in life, but still, she good on her that she just says, hey, let's get this out real quick. Do you want kids or do you not? And he was like, no, I'm in a different place in my life. I'm ready to settle down.
And I want you to be a part of my life.
She's like, that's the best fucking answer you could. And so then there's nothing. They just kind of have drinks. And
did you hear what she said, though? This is so 90 day and crazy. And it just exemplifies everyone on these shows. She's like, so you won't believe this. I put the roses on the counter and I was just so tired and they died this morning. Think if I put them in water, they come back to life. Would that be a sign?
Foreshadowing. Or a sign.
No, it's just, it's how these people think about life.
It's how they think about life.
No, it wouldn't be a sign. You are in control of your life.
Now, I wrote, I know we saw what coming up next week and it looks like he ghosted her, but honestly, before this, I wrote when he said all this stuff of, I want you to come to New Jersey and see my life and my salon. And she's like, yeah, no, I just have to plan out with my kids. And he says, if you give me your time, I will cherish it. And I went red flag. That just felt so smarmy to me. Didn't it feel
oh,
like
he's
just
smarmy.
Telling her?
Yeah, I agree.
And I wrote, he's a good talker and I don't trust it.
Like Ronald.
Oh, that's true. Well,
although Ronald has a lot more apparent red flags.
Well, Fabian is a little more eloquent with his words. So Ronald's not necessarily a great talker. He's a good enough talker, but he's
you
got a huge
human
dick.
Chipping, my boy.
He's got a huge dick, which stigmatized her.
So the next thing she says, I want to move my schedule, and I want you to come to New Jersey. And she agrees. And she's, this is the challenge. Are you in? And he does pay the bill.
He does.
The next scene, y'all. Is with her with Daniel.
Y'all, this is a segment. We're not going to do a theater, but this is a segment that we like to call where Daniel reads the house down and Tiffany fulfilled. Y'all. Okay.
Oh, God.
We need a 90-day fiancé. Y'all, fuck pillow talk. We need to have Daniel talk where he just watches everybody's segments and just reads them for fucking tips.
Just sassily tells them.
I'm telling you now.
While doing crafts.
While doing crafts, yes.
While making pipe cleaner people.
That's it. Crafting with Daniel. I'm telling you now, if Darcy came over and did crafts with Daniel, he would have her sobbing in 3 minutes, and in 10 minutes, she would have her life
Why
together.
Why is your face like that?
Wait. You change your face for love.
Wait, so where'd you go? You went to Turkey. Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that?
To get teeth surgery.
Did you do that to get love?
Did you do Darcy? That for a guy?
Well, did you do that for a guy?
I thought it would be. I thought it would give me love. But I was wrong.
Yeah, we need to talk about that later, Darcy. I would pay for those that content.
Yeah. Why did you stay with Georgie?
I don't.
Did he have a big penis, Darcy? And I'd be like, Daniel, you're not supposed to know about this. He's like, I know everything.
And Darcy wouldn't be able to do the crafts either.
No, she wouldn't get, like Tiffany, she wouldn't get it. And he would shade her and say, you're doing the crafts wrong. Daniel is kind of who I want to be when I grow up.
Y'all, she basically says, they're talking about, she's like, so, you know, are you dating? He basically just bring it up, so maybe it's time for me to start. And she's like, well, I did go out with someone. She's like, well, I just want you to take your time because this is the first bow, a first shot across the bow. After you and Dad separated, I didn't trust anyone again.
Whoa.
Finish him!
Boom. Boom. I just went, why? And even Tiffany kind of goes, yikes, okay.
That took like 4 points off her life force.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just...
And then and she says,
and he said, I do want you, Mom, if you date someone, just slow down. Because when you started dating Ronald, you just ran into it. And then you found out his true side.
And then she said, when you started dating Ronald, you didn't even think about me.
Yeah. He literally, I kind of
another
said,
four life points, sports points gone.
Was Daniel listening to our podcast? Because he said everything that we said. Although, I guess anybody would know.
I think it's really apparent that Tiffany, unfortunately, doesn't. I think she tries to be a good mom. Her choices are just so poor. It's so rough.
She's then said, you know, everyone thinks it's going to be for forever, Daniel. So I just, you know, she said, sometimes I feel guilty. He said, it's okay, Mom. Just think next time.
Oh, another 4 points. And then she said, I do feel some guilt from the separation. Wait, let's clarify. You feel guilt from dragging your child across to South Africa to meet a man he'd never met that is not related to him at all saying, call this man daddy.
And yes.
And then I'm going to talk shit about him constantly.
Yes. So and tell you how terrible he is at home and bitch about it. And then you're going to be conflicted that he's your dad, even though he's not your dad. And then when we get divorced, I'm going to tell him he probably wasn't your dad anyway.
And well, you're going to have...
She wouldn't say that. She does still honor Ronald as their dad.
But it's still very confusing.
Yeah.
So she basically says...
I will say, I don't know how much shit Tiffany talks about Ronald in front of him. She acts like she doesn't do it. But even if she... The point I'm making, even if she doesn't, it's so apparent to everyone that even Daniel can see he's a fucking loser.
Yeah, I think so. I think she probably does try to keep it from him because she's not a bad mom, you guys.
I think she's a good mom.
She doesn't always make the choices that put her kids first.
Well, and honestly, in a way, I think she thought she was putting them first because as we've learned, y'all, we thought they broke. We were reminded that Daniel's father died in a horrific accident.
Mm-hmm. He was killed.
Or killed. So she feels survivor's guilt, I'm sure, and wants to give Daniel this father.
Yeah. And remember, y'all, I'd say this. You don't need a man to raise your kid with you. It'd be nice, but it's not going to complete you. Mm-mm.
Now, the nightly dick, that's a plus.
That's a plus. You can rent that, though.
True.
And she says...
Finder.net.
I know. I may have gone on a date. And he goes, take it easy. like an 80-year-old Jewish woman, take it easy.
Take it easy. He said, I want you to find someone nice that treats you good, Mom. And she said, well, I'm not going to introduce you. She's like, Mommy won't make that statement. Same mistake. And Daniel says in the moment, he said, you know, I really would like to help my mom. I want to guide her because I want her to have that smile on her face at all times.
Mama, a rainbow. We can't sing together.
Mama, a vision.
Mama, a vision to wear. That's not good enough. We can't do it together. No.
It looks good.
No, not good enough. Not for mama. It's not going to sync up. You better make it in the recording.
It looks like it syncs, y'all. We're remote, but goat. I worry for Daniel. As someone who, when my own mother went through a divorce, I decided it was my job to be a parentified child and take care of my mother. And that's where it's not her fault. But I can tell you that's where my own issues with codependency began.
You think you decided that, or did you need to fill some type of hole?
No, I feel like it was just me and my mother. And so it was kind of like my mom's upset, and my mom, probably like Tiffany, my mom told me probably too much about the divorce.
Right.
And so it got me invested, and I felt like when she told me things, then I had to make her feel better. Because you
love
them. Which
is a really normal reaction.
It's a very normal reaction, but it's not enough. A 10-year-old kid can't process this in a complex. Well, actually, Daniel might more than me.
He's 12, which is, there's a big difference between 10 and 12.
12. I was 14. And so it's still, though, all of that is
true. Even that, you're, I'm like, keep what's you and your other divorcee's partner between you as much as y'all can, because the kids don't deserve it.
Well, and the thing is, I don't know if Tiffany does as much, but Ronald does talk to the kids when they were there.
Oh, I guarantee
everything. He put the kids in the middle because I don't think Ronald's a good dad.
I'm telling you, one of the he's in one of my top five of worst men in 90 history.
Yeah, he is not a good. I do
he
think
is
Tiffany
not a good is, person.
I do think Tiffany. Actually, I think Tiffany's a really good mom for the most part. But Ronald, no, and it really saddens me that they're back together.
And one of the reasons she frustrates me so much is she seems to have her shit together, especially when she's on Tell All. She's so good at pointing out things that other people should do, and she's so blind in her own life, and it's very frustrating to watch her because she's got a good head on her shoulders. She just doesn't use it all the time.
It'd be like, Tiffany, if you were watching, I don't know, if you were watching another cast member go through this, what would you say?
She'd have the best advice.
And you know what? That's pretty much all I have. But we called it. I think one of us said last week, we haven't seen Tania a while. And I think I don't know who said it, but one of us said, I bet she's going to date a woman. Called it. Called it.
The most Tania thing ever.
Y'all, she's Tania again.
We're back where we started. We really never left.
We really never left. Yes. We really never left. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
God, single life is good, y'all. Single life. Today was a good day. We talked about single life. And before this, we got a little preview of Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
So we're pre-recording those so that way we can drop them off. We're telling you now, though, y'all, if you thought the first four episodes of Love is Blind is good, episode 5 is even juicier.
We just did like an hour and 20-minute show.
Y'all, it's so good. So if you can listen to the show commercial free if you want to jump into the $8 tier of Reality Gates Plus, and you'll get this commercial free, and you'll get Love is Blind, and you'll get the best show on television, Love After Lockup. Love During Lockup.
Love During Lockup.
So good. It's just so good. So we're announcing this because we always do this. We get a lot of newer people for Love is Blind. And so we wanted to let them know that, again, y'all, we want to remind you, yes, the $8 tier of Reality Gaze Plus, you get Love is Blind, you get Smothered, you get all the cringe tier, you get everything commercial free. So this show, you would get commercial free on that tier.
And
the $5 tier, you're just going to get Love is Blind and all kind of our
Netflix. And the Bicurious and
Classless.
Yeah. And the $8 tier is what's going to go once we get Apple subscriptions, which should be very soon. That's the tier that's going to go on Apple subscriptions.
Yes. Yes. So I got to email them back actually today.
Takes forever.
Takes a while. I'm hoping by January at this point.
Really?
I don't know. I can't hold my breath for anything anymore because I'll just faint.
Who do I have to blow?
That sounded like Mother Poodle. I can't hold my breath, Jay Birder. I'm just going to pass out. Just waiting. Right. So, we got to go. I need a doctor.
Someone's talking about her, the story of her going to, called Not Without My Jay Bird. her going to a foreign country and looking for me. Where's Jay Bird?
Where's Jay Bird? I'm going to China. Y'all, that's the show. You can leave a review for our show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you don't know how to do that, the easiest way is to go to
our website,
realitygaze.com, where you can just go up there. There's a banner and you just click on that. We still need to work some stuff out, but everything's up there. Also, you can follow us on TikTok at Reality Gaze or Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. There are Meme Queen, Caitlin, and Christina are knocking it out, our producer. And I think that's where you can find it. And Twitter, too, a little bit. So Anything else, Poots? No. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've got a phantom crib that follows you from place to place.
Crib! Crib! Michael Crib is here! Crib! Oh, you can call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.